and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The messengers from John the Baptist. John is languishing in prison, waiting to hear what is going to happen with his disciples and with Jesus and his disciples. And knowing that his end is near, he sends two of his disciples to check Jesus out. First, to reassure that they are indeed following the right guy, but also to point his disciples to the one they will follow once he's gone. He sends them with this question: are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? It's a fair question. There have been a lot of people throughout the ages who have claimed to be the Messiah. There have been many prophets who have performed miracles. It's not a question that comes out of left field, certainly. It's one of genuine concern. Jesus, are you the one, or should we look for another? They get to Jesus with that question, and they say, well, John sent us to you, and he had this question: are you the one, or should we wait for another? Well, John had nothing but time. Being in prison, he had nothing but time to wait. But he already knew the answer to that question, who the one was. And Jesus, rather than simply saying, well, yeah, go tell John, yeah, I'm the one, he does some show and tell. Show and tell is always fun growing up. You always had something interesting to bring to class to show everybody, and you were so excited to tell them about it. One of my favorite experiences with show and tell was when I was in kindergarten and took with me a praying mantis in a coffee can with a tin foil lid. It didn't make it all the way to show and tell before it escaped. And we searched high and low for that praying mantis. I don't think we ever found it. It escaped. But I was still excited to tell them about the praying mantis that was now loose in the room. The teacher was not so happy. But all the kids went home and told their parents about the escaped praying mantis. It indeed was show and tell. That's what Jesus does with the disciples of John. It's show and tell. Is Jesus the one, or should they wait for another? Well, Jesus says, go and tell John what you have seen and heard with your own eyes, what you have witnessed in front of you. And you tell me. He says, the blind have received their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, and the poor have good news preached to them. Go and tell John what you see and what you hear. So that's what they do. They go to tell John what they have seen and what they had heard. They went to show and tell with Jesus, and he showed them, and he told them. And then they went to show and tell John, to give him encouragement as he sat in prison, to give him hope and the promise that indeed Jesus is the one. He is the one to come. I know that society, this culture, sometimes our very own selves will ask that same question: is Jesus really the one? Is he really coming back? Is he the one we are waiting for, or should we wait for another? Maybe there's somebody else. Maybe there's another one who is to come. And again, plenty of people have offered themselves to be the saviors. It all has ended tragically for them and for their followers. So is Jesus the one? Well, what have you seen? What have you heard? Have you seen the deaf hear, the blind see, the lame walk? I have. Some people call it medical science, and we are thankful for that. But I've seen people whose knees have been completely blown out, who after one surgery are walking again. Call it medical science. I call it Jesus at work. I won't ask you to raise your hand. How many of you wear hearing aids who before you couldn't hear? But with hearing aids, you can. Now, it may not be perfect, but you can hear better than you had before. Call it medical science. I'm going to call it Jesus at work. See, it's all around us, really. All of the things that we see and hear, how many have had diseases that 20 years ago would have been a death sentence, now can be cured? Call it medical science, call it Jesus at work. But I've seen the lame walk. I've heard the deaf hear and the blind see. It happens. Every day it happens. Now, the dead being raised, that's a different story. We've heard stories of people dying on the operating table and then being revived. We know CPR works. But what about those dead in their trespasses, dead in their sins, given the sentence of death because of, well, simply because of living? See, the wages of sin is death. That's what Scripture says. But I've seen the dead raised. I've seen the dead raised even in their infancy when they come to that baptismal font. And in the waters of holy baptism, they are raised from the dead. That death sentence is no longer for them. It happens to each one who is baptized. You are raised from the dead. You are given the promise of eternal life. You are connected to the death and resurrection of Christ. Have you seen the dead raised? Yes, you have. So go and tell what you've seen and what you've heard. This isn't just a message for John the Baptist waiting in prison. This is a message for each of us. Jesus, in this place, peels back the curtain just enough to show the people a glimpse of what it will be like on that day when he returns and restores everything. Everything. The poor have the good news preached to them. We are all the poor who need to hear the good news. We're all those who are blessed as the poor in spirit who need to hear the good news that in Christ is life. See, as he's standing there talking with the disciples of John, he is showing them who he is and what it is that they should expect to come. There will be a day when all the lame walk, when all the blind see, when all the deaf hear, when all the lepers are cleansed, when all of those who are dead are raised, and when all have heard the good news. When will that day be? They just call it that day. That day when Jesus returns. That day at the end of the second advent when he shows up again and restores everything to perfection. When will that day be? Paul writes, as long as it is called today, it is that day. As long as it is called today, we as Christians show and tell. We show and tell what we have seen and heard. We share the news. We spread the word. Now, I had a professor once. Some of you may know him. Dale Meyer. Now, Dale Meyer, when he was teaching us how to preach, he would say, don't ever tell people to go and share the good news without telling them how to do it. So none of us ever preached about going to share the good news. He was a bit intimidating. So here it is. We show and tell. As Christians, given the good news, we show it in the way that we live. We show it in the decisions we make. We show it in how we care for one another. We show it in how we share the gifts that God has given us. Not just within the church, but especially outside of the church. We show in everything that we say and do. We show in the grace we give to those who frustrate us. We show it in the mercy we give to those who would rather take us to the bank. We show it in the forgiveness we give, even when those we give it to don't really seem to deserve it or want it. But we can't just show it. Some people will say, well, we live out the gospel, and people will catch it from us by how we live. Osmosis is one thing. That's not always how the gospel is picked up. See, Scripture's pretty clear. Faith comes through hearing, not just showing. So the second part of it, go and tell. Use the words. Yes, use the words. Speak them. Tell people what Jesus has done for you. Use the words. They may sound strange. They may sound foreign, and people may not want to hear them. In fact, many won't. But tell them anyway. Tell them about how you couldn't hear, but then you had these hearing aids, and it's maybe not miraculous, but so much better than it was. And you can hear the Christmas songs, and you can hear the joy of the children. And you can hear the phones ringing. That's the way it goes, right? But if we couldn't hear it, so tell them. Tell them what Jesus has done. Tell them how Jesus has done it for you. Share your story. Tell them why you go to church on Sunday morning. Tell them how important it is to hear the message. Tell them how important it is to be reminded of your forgiveness and grace. Tell them. Jesus says, blessed are those who are not scandalized by me. And we as his followers, his disciples, his show and tell students, There's no scandal there. It's who he is for us and who he is for the world. So show and tell who Jesus is. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds always in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.